When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stan podcast, where we talk about K-pop, which always includes a brief, if not brief, usually BTS. Long segment of BTS. Because of Haley. But we also do a lot of other K-pop talk, with today's episode being a handful of Twice, mm-hmm. a handful of Monsta X, and then a sprinkle of Genshin Impact on top. And surprisingly, well, maybe we'll see if we could squeeze in some anime talk.
We'll see.
Don't, I'm not making any promises. So first off, Twice. Let's start with Twice.
Yeah.
Because they added a second tour date to their LA tour.
They just surprised everybody and was like, oh, here's another tour for LA and then SF, right?
Oh, did they do a second Oakland date? I did not know that.
They did.
So I know about the one in LA. When is the one in Oakland then?
The one after.
Oh, whatever, so it's like the day after?
Yeah.
So for the original date for LA, they added one before. So now it's going to be on February 15.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on that Tuesday. So it sucks, because if you wanted to see them like the first date of their tour, now you have to get this one, right?
Mm, yeah.
Because now there's a date in front of it. But I think it's because they sold, quote unquote, sold out, because half the buyers were resellers and scalpers from first tour date.
Talk about our experience, right?
It was horrible. It was like BTS all over again. Except maybe worse, after you saw the resellers.
Right, right. I feel like the resellers for Twice was worse, because the venue was smaller, and then I feel like they had a max of 6 tickets per person instead of 4, so people could buy more tickets at one time.
And I think, like, I feel like after BTS, like, I think a lot of people just thought in general, possibly any K-pop artist would end up selling crazy, or like any type of popular K-pop artist, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why, like, there was so many resellers. It's insane. If you look at the resale, like Ticketmaster seats.
Yeah. It's like 50% of the floor.
The floor. It's insane.
That makes me so upset.
We got the floor, though.
Yeah, we did manage to get floor tickets.
So at least we got VIP for the floor.
Yeah, so we got Soundcheck VIP.
Soundcheck VIP, yeah. Which includes that soundcheck entrance, like early
to the merch line.
Early merch access. Mm-hmm. You get like a really cool like lanyard, something else.
Yeah, they give like a special gift.
Yeah. So that comes with the VIP if you purchase it with your own account.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but you can't, they don't transfer over. So if you're buying a reseller's floor ticket
for soundcheck,
that includes the it's supposed to be the VIP, quote unquote, sound check and everything, you're not going to be able to go to the sound check.
Which is so dumb, because like the majority of the tickets that are resale are all freaking VIP sound check.
Yeah, because it's all on the floor. Because I think practically they're all on the floor.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though, because like all these resellers, now they realize, like, because I think, like you said, like half of it is resales, right?
Yeah.
So I think it might help a lot of once get tickets for the first day, because I feel like resellers didn't realize there were going to be so much competition in terms of for resale tickets. And I think a lot of people are not buying it.
Yeah, I hope that like with the other tour date being released, the resellers will drop their prices.
It's either that or second date. They won't even be they probably won't even try to get this other date.
True.
Because they still need to sell their tickets that they're probably worried that they're not going to sell. So
I don't know. It just makes me upset seeing all those red like resale freaking floor seats that are available still.
And if you're still trying to find a ticket, the actual release date for these new tickets
mm-hmm.
are going to be this Friday.
Yeah.
At 3 p.m. It's the same time as last Friday.
Yeah.
So this is this Friday, December 17th. This Friday, 3 p.m. Yeah. On Ticketmaster.
Pacific Standard Time.
So hopefully you could grab yourself a ticket. Haley and I are going to try to get tickets again so we can see them.
Yeah, we'll test our
luck.
So
we can see them, quote unquote, twice.
Ah, funny.
So we can see them twice, see on the first day and the second day. And let's just hope for the best and good luck to everybody. But at least they're giving us another tour date. I just wish they just did it at SoFi.
That's true.
But
if
I
it
guess
was
it's
at
more
SoFi,
intimate at.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it was at SoFi, they might have just had one.
Right.
One show.
So, I mean, I guess maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it's up to you how you want to
take
it.
Yeah, the forum is smaller, so I feel like it's more intimate. And no matter where you're seated, it will seem like you're closer to the stage just because the venue is not freaking huge like SoFi.
Compared to SoFi, yeah, especially yeah. SoFi.
Because
like
I think the forum, its capacity is 17,000, whereas SoFi is 70,000, 7-0.
1-7 versus 7-0.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's probably like less tickets as well.
Right.
And I think, I'm pretty positive that a lot of people will hopefully be getting their tickets that they well deserve from the last sale.
Yeah, because like actually in our group of friends and people that I know, I think we were the only ones that got tickets.
Yeah,
to
even
Twice.
My sister, who's like
yeah.
the actual like really, she's a really big
hardcore stan,
ones.
Yeah.
yeah, she didn't get it, and we got her tickets
yeah.
because I was able to grab four floor
right.
tickets.
Freaking lucky!
Luckily, by some type of miracle.
Just because I got. Like the account that we were using, we got in quickly. It wasn't like 2,000 plus. It was like in
yeah.
the thousands already.
It seems like a lot of people were stuck at 2,000
mm-hmm.
plus, and then yeah, ours was 1,000, and within like five minutes,
yeah,
like we were the number one, and
right.
they threw us in there.
Yeah,
but by that time, it's a lot of stuff was already gone.
Mm-hmm.
We were really lucky to even find some that were like that was a set of four,
right? Because it's always easier to get like one ticket
if you're
or
buying
two
for yourself
tickets,
or maybe
yeah.
a pair. That's definitely the strategy. Because
we
to go
saw
for.
Like a lot that were like in pairs and like single seats, but then we wanted to get tickets for his sister too. So
yeah, I bit the bullet, but in a good way because
yeah.
it at least because if we didn't get this, she would not be seeing them.
Right.
So
well,
it all worked out.
Yeah, I was like, well, now maybe she can
yeah,
with the
true.
Second
that's
date.
That's true. She's gonna try too.
Yeah.
But so hopefully everyone just gets the tickets that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, again, this Friday. So fingers crossed. Have your card ready. Have your card and credit card info, like, loaded into your Ticketmaster account.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that you have your card and then the security code.
Yeah, because they're going to ask for that security
yeah.
code when you get in there. And, yeah, good luck. Best of luck
mm-hmm.
to everybody. And on that note, we will be talking about another group that is not BTS, Haley.
Yes.
So sorry.
It's fine. I like them.
So sorry, not sorry. We are talking about Monsta X this
mm-hmm.
time. Because Monsta X just released their newest album.
Yeah.
On December 10th.
Yes.
It is called what?
The Dreaming.
And it is, I believe, it's a full English,
yeah.
another full English album by
it's
Monsta
10
X.
10 songs, I believe, right? I think.
I'm not too sure.
8 or 10 songs, and it's all English.
And if you haven't listened to Monsta X before, they're pretty good, too. If you watch their videos, they don't really dance as well or compared to BTS. If you set your standards to BTS dancing levels, then nothing is going to really help.
Yeah.
You can't really compare.
Yeah.
But the music and the singing themselves is really good, too. And
yeah.
then a lot of it, it's like it's targeted towards us, like here in the West,
mm-hmm.
globally, English speakers. The songs are really good. Like
yeah.
that last album, you please listen to Middle of the Night. I know, right. I've said this before. Someone, Someone.
Yeah.
That's from their last English album, which I think came out like 2 years ago, like pre-pandemic. Yeah,
right, before the pandemic. And they were supposed to have a tour with that album.
And of course.
In the U.S. That's why they released that English album. But then COVID hit and they had to cancel it.
But like we know, they're going to have another tour here in February.
Yeah.
Of this, of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We actually bought tickets.
Yeah.
Because no one's scalping these tickets for some reason.
Yeah, we were like, oh. Because when this album came out, because we were already kind of thinking about getting tickets for Monsta X because of their last album. But then when this freaking album came out and then we heard the song One Day, we're like, oh.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to The Dreaming yet, like the first song on the album is called One Day. It is good. Like, I think this whole album reminds me a lot of, it has like Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, like even Justin Timberlake, like type of sounds and vibes. Right.
Even it's like really one of good. Our friends said, what, Maroon 5 kind of?
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
Like their voices.
But yeah, so it's a really interesting K-pop album, especially if you listen to this on your own and you did not know this was K-pop, or you show this to a friend that doesn't listen to K-pop, they will not believe that these are Korean.
Right. You would think that it's like a U.S. artist, basically.
It's that good, though, actually. Yeah. Their English is not English, right?
No,
it's not broken.
A couple of their members speak like fluent English.
Fairly well.
I feel like all of them understand English to an extent, too.
I mean, they have two full English albums. I'd be hoping that they can probably understand or get through with some English.
Yeah, but the only thing is that their leader, Seonwoo, is actually in the military. He enlisted like a couple of months ago, so he won't be there for the tour, sadly.
So instead of a group of six, which they currently are, it's just going to be five of them.
Which is fine, because my two favorite members will be there.
Joohoney!
That's Joko's favorite member.
He's like one of the rappers.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny because in BTS... Really well. It's like the rappers just rap. They sing sometimes, but like they actually use the rappers. Him and IM, right?
Yeah.
They are like the hardcore rappers. If you listen to their other like Korean songs mm-hmm. where they're rapping,
yeah.
They like go hardcore.
Right.
Like,
Korean rap.
Like hard rap. But when you listen to this album, they're like singing a lot of those really good like...
Yeah, they sound like lead vocals almost. Yeah.
They're like very, it's like really good like sounding soothing voices like yeah. for reals. They do a good job. And like I said, it's all in English.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually understand and really connect with the lyrics.
Right. Yeah, you can sing like, along to it easier if you are a U.S. fan.
That connection of understanding what you're actually listening to or, you know, what the words are
right,
because, makes a big difference. Like, I wish I could understand Korean
because
right. I think it would be a completely different level being able to understand like, the BTS songs.
Yeah,
and all
I mean,
that.
Like with all our other K-pop songs, we usually have to watch a video that has like the subtitles in English so we can understand what they're talking about. And usually, like with that, their music videos make more sense because, like, with just watching it in Korean, you're like, "What's going on?"
We need to do some Jolly videos and teach ourselves some Korean,
right?
But yeah, for the most part, Monsta X, check them out. The Dreaming just came out. We've been listening to it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Check out if you want, even like on the YouTube, like just check out the music video, One Day.
Yeah.
And there's another song that...
You Problem?
I think that's the one that's more like Maroon 5, right?
Yeah.
Because One Day reminds me more of like The Weeknd and kind of like, it's like more like a soft R&B kind of thing.
Yeah, You Problem. That's the one that just dropped, I think, this month. And then they have a music video on there too. It's very like... 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Monsta X is pretty popular. Like, I know a lot of people probably have not heard of them or don't listen to them as much.
Yeah, but they've been around for a while.
For the West, too, especially. Because, I mean, everyone knows BTS, obviously.
Mm.
But for, like, this, like, another K-pop, like, male group,
right.
I know Stray Kids is popular.
Yeah. 80s.
But I feel like, yeah, especially 80s, right? But Monsta X are, like, pretty popular here because they've been doing a lot of promotional stuff is the word I was looking for, and it's around LA too. They just actually were in LA and they offered a meet and greet,
right? They did like a high touch, they call it, whereas like you're meant to just give them high fives. But then even before that, they had like a pop-up store here in LA, which I just found out about the weekend of that it was happening.
You fail.
I know.
How dare you?
Right.
We found out all of this the day after, like all of this
happened.
Going on.
Yeah.
I could have high touched.
Joohoney.
I know. It's a little different from how it usually was because they have to put, you know, those like
They had like a plexiglass in front of them.
To kind of give them a high five through the glass.
COVID.
They look
like
animals kind of thing.
I know, like, but it's still cute. Like, shoot, if BTS did something like that, I would want to. Even if it was like a glass separating us.
Because how much did they charge? Because these are not like, it's not like if you bought tickets or you got lucky.
No.
They're selling tickets for this.
Yeah, it was $250 for the meet and greet. I don't know any information about how people got them, like if you had to do like a raffle or like a queue up like for the concerts, but
yeah. Or if it's just first come first serve buying the tickets.
Yeah,
right?
Or like how many people were actually able to do it. But I've seen some videos on TikTok and it was really cool to see.
So I'm hoping that I was going to say in the future, BTS would end up one day having it again, but they're so big, right?
Yeah, I don't know anymore. I feel like they never really even had meet and greets.
There's here probably going to cost $5,000 a person.
Shoot, if it was that much. No, I was going to say if it was that much, I better be able to sit on each of their laps.
I better be able to hold hands with each of them. Oh, whoa. That's an extra $10,000.
Like,
that's a $10,000 special.
Yeah, I'll pay that. No worries.
I just want to hold hands with Jin for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did that with BAP, though, when they came here. Like, it was like a high five also, meet and greet, but you're meant to just give them high fives, but I held hands.
Year, what year was this, though?
2014.
Because obviously, you're holding them, so you can't.
2014.
That's been a while.
It's been a long time ago. But yeah, that was a cool experience.
And I think they also had like a video where like Monsta X, they went to Target and they bought their own album or something.
Yeah, they put it up on their own TikTok. They went and bought their album when it
dropped. A lot of people saw it and were like, is there a Target in Korea?
I know. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, wait a second. This looks like Target's here because there's no Target in Korea, is there?
I don't think there's. I don't know.
I don't
Do
know.
Not ask. I will give you the wrong answer.
Yeah, because I know we have like Target in Australia, but then I don't know about Asia if they have it.
Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, it was a Target here somewhere in LA.
Yeah.
Because it was the same time where they also did these
meet
and greets.
Yeah.
So.
It's somewhere in LA.
So yeah, it was pretty cool, like seeing people do hearts with them and, you know, high fives through the plexiglass.
Yeah, it
thing.
Was cute. Like the interactions are very cute.
It seems like a lot of the guys were more excited to see Monsta X than their, like, girlfriends or whoever.
Oh, yeah, because the guy, some of the guys were, like, going all out and, like, doing, like, double high fives with them and everything.
I think they looked like they were having a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
I'll do, like, fist bumps with Juhani, my man Juhani. But, yeah, that was a really cool thing to see, and it gives me hope that hopefully
in the future,
right?
Yeah, like even with COVID, they're able to do like high touches and meet and greets.
Give
still.
Me a high touch to Blackpink, please. VIP, please.
I mean, I was gonna say let
VIP
them freaking
and then twice
make.
Also.
I was like, before Blackpink can do that, they need another album and they need a freaking world tour.
YG. If I'm hoping for the best, but it's not looking good.
I know.
I
what
feel like
is
they're like
doing?
Focusing
what
on.
What is YG doing?
They're like too much
no,
focusing on
Treasure.
Solos and Treasure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like for Blackpink, it's like all like they're like solo artists now.
No, I know. But for their main group, I feel like all I hear about now is Treasure. Like they even
actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
I finally listened to them.
But like, shoot, I'm still waiting for Big Bang.
Oh boy.
You know,
it isn't everyone.
Right.
Well, you could get a taste of Big Bang by following Top's Instagram because he posts
a
lot of weird shit.
But that's not the same. The last time we saw one of the members from Big Bang was 2017. And
that was my
that,
first K-pop concert, too.
Yeah, G-Dragon.
G-Dragon Live. I saw the legend himself.
Yeah. That was also at the Forum.
That was at the Forum. That was pretty packed also.
It was
sold out,
full
I think.
House. Yeah, of course.
That was cool. I can remember some of the songs too. That was a really good performance.
Yeah,
too.
He has a lot of stage presence and swag.
Mm-hmm. That's why you like him.
Yes, of course.
And so hopefully you get to check out Monsta X. There's still a bunch of tickets all over in the back, like $55
on
the outside area.
Yeah, and they're all face value still. So
yeah, it's face value from the Forum.
I mean, there are resales like for floor, but then if you just want to go, just get the face value ones.
Yeah, so don't support these scalpers. Just get these, unless you really need to see them and want to be close to them, then it's up to you.
Right.
Moving on, let's finally get to your specialty. How about that?
Oh, we're actually talking about them today?
Okay, no, we don't have to. So after that, we can talk about Genshin now.
Okay.
Why you? Oh, you guys should be seeing her face now. It's so.
I mean, if you want to, I mean, we can cut it short. That's fine.
No, let's talk about BTS because it's on the agenda, and what that would go against our code, our podcast,
right? Not to mention
our commandments. BTS. Yes, there's always something to talk about.
Yeah, even though they're technically quote unquote on vacation.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on vacation going on. Let's talk about some vacation stuff right now.
Yeah.
So
Tae Hobi. And Hobi were in Hawaii, as right. many people probably know.
They were actually on Oahu for a little bit, and yeah. they went to Big Island, mm-hmm. right?
So no, Maui.
Oh, Maui.
Yeah, not Big Island.
So yeah, they were there. They're doing their stuff.
Yeah, they were their families.
They've been posting a lot on Instagram.
Yeah, now that they're back in Korea, now they're posting all their vacation pictures that they took in Hawaii, which has been nice to see.
And I remember there was a picture of V like drinking Mai Tai.
Yeah, he said that he was with his dad. It was like at a That's luau. Cool.
Yeah, it looked like a luau. He was drinking Mai Tai.
Yeah,
but which is like this, you know, it's an alcoholic drink. You yeah. can tell by the color. A lot of people were just saying vodka, or I don't know if he put vodka himself.
I think
himself,
he did. Yeah.
But yeah, that's rum, V.
But then, like, his face when he drank it, it seemed like he didn't like it because he handed it back to his dad right after.
Yeah, that's a more mature taste.
Right, yeah.
And then there was J-Hope. He was with his sister,
right?
Yeah,
he's with his sister. So, like, they were in L.A. together. She watched their concert, and then after that, they went to Hawaii. I think they went to, I don't know if it was Oahu first or like Maui and then Oahu, but
they went to both.
Yeah, even his sister was posting a lot on Instagram too about their vacation there in Hawaii. And it's funny because when we saw their pictures, we saw like all these places that we would always pass by when we visit Hawaii.
I couldn't believe it. He was like walking or taking pictures at like all these places, like the surfboard thing.
Right, in Waikiki.
It's like literally where we walk through to go to the beach or back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And then they went to like, I think in LA, I think his sister was saying that like her favorite places to eat was the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my God.
And then also, Bottega Louie.
Oh my God.
And there was been something going, else. I can't
remember
which
one she was going to. Oh man, that would be so cool to run into them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they were doing that. And then, I mean, RM is all over Texas.
Right.
Doing artsy-fartsy stuff.
Yeah, he's visiting all of these art exhibits really and cool, museums. Actually. Yeah.
Super aesthetic looking.
Right.
This man knows.
If you go on his Instagram feed, it's very RM and very aesthetic. Everything looks nice. And I think, I don't know if it was V. I think that's why he deleted his Squid Game picture. Because he was, I don't know if he was saying it to Hobi, he was like, oh, I want my Instagram to look more aesthetic. So he deleted it. Because it didn't go with like his aesthetic. Yeah, because he was like, I want mine to be like yours, Hobi, or something. This was like on Weverse, like they were chatting.
Because the way he was posting is just posting whatever he wanted to post.
Yeah, there was no like theme or like color aesthetic, so he deleted that one.
Of course.
Yeah.
The little pup.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yeonten. Is he still on there?
I hope so.
I think so, yeah. He's a little dog. Yeah.
And also, Yoongi. So, Suga was here recording with Juice WRLD.
S in San Francisco, right?
I think it was SF, yeah, I believe. Somewhere in Cali.
I think he went to the Alcatraz, too.
Then he probably did that. I don't know.
Is it Alcatraz?
Yeah, the prison thing?
Yeah. I'm thinking of Azkaban.
Yes, he traveled to Azkaban on the three quarters
train. Yeah, I think one of his pictures, he was in Alcatraz also.
There's Dementors everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dementors, they're everywhere.
Yeah, so Yoongi was in SF. I think he's not back because they haven't posted that.
Oh,
they're
so
back
he's still
in
here
Korea.
Then.
And same with Namjoon,
yeah,
obviously.
RM's still just doing
traveling.
His own thing.
He's Namjooning.
And everyone else has been back. Jimin was not posting. Haley is very sad and upset about it for a while.
Jimin has, like, he fell off Instagram. He posted, like, two pictures. And then after that, I don't know, people were saying on Twitter that he probably deleted the Instagram account that he made.
High assumptions. Why? Is the Instagram account gone?
No, it's still there. But, I mean, like, he deleted it off his phone.
The app, probably.
So he won't post. But he went on Weverse, I think a couple of nights ago, and he was like talking to Army, of course in Korean, and he was like, I was going through my camera roll and I found a funny picture, should I share it? And then, of course,
you know the answer.
People were like, yeah. And I guess he was, like, having a conversation with, like, himself and, like, the army on Weverse. And he was saying, like, oh, I just woke up. I'm going to get food. And then, like, he showed the food that he was eating. It was, like, ramen and egg, I think. And then after that, he posted a picture of himself with long hair, a beanie, and a mask. And he was wearing, like, a gray sweater. And, like, my initial thought was, like, why does this look like LaLisa?
Yes. I was like, is this Jimin or is this LaLisa? Because yeah. This looks like Lisa for sure.
And then people were saying, like, this is LaLisa's sister.
Oh, did they get a name? Did you make up a name for LaLisa's sister?
Jalisa.
Oh, my God. Jalisa?
I don't know. But, yeah, so people were like, what the heck? And then Jimin continued to, like, post pictures. And he did one where he had, like, a bob cut. And then Hobie actually commented on it. And, like, if you're not OG, like, K-pop stan, you probably wouldn't understand Hobie's comment.
What was the comment?
So he wrote H.O.T. And people were thinking, like, Hobie is calling Jimin hot. And people underneath were like, oh, yeah, like, of course he's hot. Like, yeah, he's hot. Like, Jimin's hot. Yeah. But then he wasn't referring to that at all. He was referring to the OG K-pop group, H.O.T., because if you look at their album cover, it has, like, all those freaking bob cuts.
So it's, like, only OGs would know.
Yeah, because, like, I knew right away. I was like, he's not calling him hot. He's referring...
I'm sure a lot of people corrected or, like, yeah, said stuff
people,
about
people, like, said something afterwards. Like, ah, you fools. Yeah, on Twitter, it
That's
was all...
That's how you know. Yeah. That's how you know.
I think even...
you can weed the people out.
Yeah, I think even, like, Korea Boo or whatever, they made, like, an article about it saying, like, only OG fans would have known, like, what Hobie was talking about. But then, basically, Jimin had that freaking hair because it was for his extensions, for Permission to Dance.
It's so funny. He looked the way he looked in those pictures. It reminds me of, like, my mom or my aunt.
Getting a haircut.
My auntie getting, like, a haircut.
Oh, it's so weird.
And the way he takes it, too. It's like an auntie would take the selfie photo.
It's, like, kind
of
blurred and everything.
Oh, it's perfect. Jalisa.
Yeah, but I was like, dang it, like... He's posting all on Weverse all the time still and not
He's probably
Instagram.
More comfortable and he's probably scarred from how Tae fucked up so bad.
I feel like Tae, you know, did you hear about what Tae did too? He was having another crisis with Instagram,
oh,
I think,
dear God.
During the week.
Lord help him.
What happened was, like, he accidentally opened up his archives on Instagram. So, like, the ones that you,
God.
Like, post and then delete.
Yes.
He was freaking out again. And, like, asking for help, like, how to close
someone
it.
Help. Someone, please help this man.
Right.
Someone give him a private lesson on this. Where's RM when you need him?
He's not with
and
him.
And J-Hope also. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you leave him alone.
There was another funny thing that happened with V, too. I think someone posted it on Weverse, like, a picture of him from one of the Map of the Soul photo shoots. And V was like, is this a fan picture or fan edit?
He doesn't even
he's like
know.
He couldn't remember
he
it.
He doesn't even
because
know.
It looks so, like, perfect, but it looked from, like, the 18th century or something, like a
right.
vampire.
I remember, yeah.
Do you remember
yeah,
that
I
picture?
Remember this.
And he was asking, he's like, did I do a photo shoot like this? Like, he couldn't
they
even
do,
remember.
They do thousands already by now.
And it's
so
like,
obviously, it's
he
like
couldn't
it's
even
jumbled together.
He couldn't even remember how perfect he freaking looked that
like,
day.
Damn, he's basically saying, damn, yeah. I look so good.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But don't worry. We know you look good because congratulations. You have the Guinness World Record.
Yes.
Of the fastest 1 million and the 10 million.
Yeah,
so you broke two Guinness World Records for the fastest Instagram followers for those benchmarks.
Yeah, it's freaking
insane.
Crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, yes, you are that good looking.
He's
you
so
son of a bitch.
He's so funny. Like,
you handsome son of a bitch.
And then just this morning, he posted on his story. I don't know if you saw it, me and Elise, and then
I
early
did not
freaking
see it.
Out.
I was working.
Yeah. Like, if you go on his story, like... I think he just woke up and he has, like, a little bit of, like, facial hair. But I feel like if you were, like, his girlfriend or boyfriend, it's, like, something that he would send to you.
Oh, is it a
when
dirt?
When he just wakes up.
There it is. The dirt. I'm watching it right now. Is it this one?
Yeah.
He has a dirty Sanchez. Like, yeah. a tiny dirty Sanchez mustache kind
of
guy.
Yeah,
going
and
on.
Then my friend was like, oh, my God, I'm going to dream of this Tae tonight.
Oh, boy.
She's, like, a hardcore, like, Tae stan. But, yeah. So
it's exciting.
He's
this
been
is fun.
So active. Like,
This is great for if you're an army.
Right.
Like this happening was a great thing to do. That's why, after the concert.
Yeah, that's why I'm so upset that Jimin doesn't post. Because, like, all the rest of the other members have been, like, posting stories, doing posts on Instagram. And you kind of feel more connected and closer to them in a way. That's why I'm like, dang it, Jimin. Why are you still on Weverse still?
He's getting his... Jalisa is busy getting his extensions and hair done.
Yeah.
And trying to look like H.O.T.
Oh, my goodness, this boy. But yeah.
But it's been fun. I feel like... we didn't really talk about Jungkook. I guess he...
Jungkook has been posting too. Well, he does stories.
That? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then he's done like a couple of posts with... V as well. He only has 3 posts up, but then I think he more so posts stories at least.
But yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. If you're following along on the Instagram, mm-hmm. with it's just you don't never know what's gonna happen the next day. It's like, what am I going to fall asleep to? What am I going to wake up to?
Yeah, that's what Elise always says. She's like, I don't want to fall asleep yet because I know they're gonna.
There's gonna be some. You're gonna miss something if it comes to them. You're gonna miss something for sure. Yes,
and I was like, you can't miss anything really because ARMY, no matter what, will screenshot it, will record it.
There will be references. There will be archives and references.
Yeah,
just like they catch like any deleted anything they post. Do.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but you'll never miss out.
And speaking about BTS. Me and Haley actually got, there's this local ice cream place here called Wonderless Creamery.
Yeah.
They have a few spots here. I don't know if I think last week was their last week doing it, but they had an ice cream flavor for BTS because of the concert, like a promotional one that they made themselves. It's not really affiliated, right?
No. It's just like in celebration of Permission to Dance.
And the flavor was called butter
and
it was amazing.
Yeah.
It tasted like butter. Like in a good butter way.
Butter ice cream. It's like really creamy. In the best way possible.
Oh my gosh. It was like, and it comes with little chips of dalgona, like, you know, the Squid
dalgona,
Games. Crispy
candy.
Caramel stuff. Almost like violet crumble, if you have had violet crumble. It's like almost like honeycomb toffee kind of thing. So there's a lot of it. They were, you know, very generous.
Yeah. And there's also little mochi.
Little small pieces of mochi. Super chewy, light mochi. Pretty yellow.
Yeah, butter, it's actually really yellow. I didn't notice how yellow it was until I was eating it at home.
It was
and I was
so
like,
good.
Why does it look so yellow?
It was so good. We went 3 times, people. Yeah. And we bought...
Three pints
of it.
Right.
Because we will not be seeing this, but who knows, never again.
I know. So it's cool. Only a limited edition.
It's cool that a lot of local... There was a lot of local stuff going on in terms of after the concert or during the concert where like people making macarons,
right?
And there's even like small macarons. Meetups for like drinks at boba places. So there was just so much going on here in LA County,
right?
Even down to like Southern California, down to Orange County, because the macarons by Honey and Butter, they were doing some too, right?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So I mean, yeah, it was a really cool time to be in California, and if you were here for the concert from out of town,
right?
Especially,
yeah, there's
so much stuff to see and do, and so much stuff to eat.
Yeah, that's
definitely
true.
To eat. So that was really good. The butter ice cream. We have 1 pint left. I'm very sad.
Only 1 left. What happened to the other one? I've only eaten like a part of one of them.
Oh,
it's gone already.
It's down the drain in the toilet.
Oh damn!
A week ago.
I need to start eating that tonight then.
And I will have to try to sneak some bites when Haley's not around. And yeah, so it's been pretty cool. I mean, BTS just has such a big, profound effect. Like
huge
on
impact.
Everything around them. For instance, Jin Super Tuna, that freaking whale that he used was sold at Target. It's a dog toy.
Right.
And man, like it's just always being sold out in stores and
I think we mentioned that last time too.
We
right?
did
yeah,
briefly
we
talk about
two.
Where it was. Yeah, but I mean like because I checked I said I would check since then and they just keep selling out.
Right.
The inventory keeps going out and then restocking. Great for these for this company.
Yeah.
Who's probably like, why the F
but
are...
Then,
why do we keep selling this
But
so
then
much?
It was funny because remember you told me you're like looking at the reviews on Target
for
the
yes.
dog toy and then one of them was like...
Jin made me do this.
Yeah, and then was like... So one of them was like, oh, I don't even have a dog, but I bought this toy for Jin.
I bought this toy, but I don't even have a dog. And there's other ones in the reviews like, you know why you bought this.
Yeah, exactly.
And all this different stuff. It's so funny.
It's all freaking ARMY,
it's
basically.
Really, that was like one of the funniest comment trends that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, we don't even have a dog and we bought 2 of them.
Yeah, we just got birds.
Yeah.
They're probably scared of it.
And Shinra, and, our hamster.
Our hamster. And yeah, so that it's just the BTS effect. Mm-hmm. Like whatever they touch becomes gold or becomes like, I don't know, influential. And it's insane.
Yeah, there's just so much stuff going on, even
it's,
though
it's like
they're
the
like,
Beatles. It literally is like the Beatles back in their day. Yeah, that's what they told them. They always compare them to the Beatles.
To them, yeah.
Like in how much, not just the, not the type of music, but the type of influence they have on like
people,
the media. And
yeah.
People, culture, mm-hmm. pop culture.
Yeah, exactly. They'll go down in history for sure.
So yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, so I think, yeah, BTS, that's it. Yeah. Mic drop, period.
Exactly. There's always stuff.
Now let's talk about one thing that we said we were going to talk about. Genshin Impact.
Uh-huh.
Because guess what? Ito came home.
Yeah, for both of us.
For both of us.
Thank God.
Oh, Ito is pretty cool. I really like him so far.
Yeah.
He's a very interesting character. Probably have to get to know him and gear him up better.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, my Ito is like a 250% crit percent damage.
Shit.
50% crit. So far, so good. I use Ningguang with him, and I'm using Bennett to like mm-hmm. amplify all his geo damage.
Oh.
And then, because he's like a bulldozer.
Yeah, he's like a tank.
He he's like a wrecking ball, like for reals, like Miley Cyrus shit. Like he's just like when you finally get his
Oni?
His Oni mode, which is his burst. He could do a lot of like constant like 40k, 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 40k.
Yeah,
just keeps adding
he's
up.
He's a beast.
It's really cool. So he pairs up really well, like, and that's without food. And
right.
If I gave him food plus all these buffs from the other characters, my God, they'll probably like be 50k if not more.
Yeah.
Per hit, so it's just nonstop. Because I know how a lot of other characters, sometimes you kind of have to start loading and save up like hits. But his is pretty good. It's pretty fast.
Constant high damage.
Because, yeah, he'll get those, like, he has, like, his own type of thing that you have to, like, charges of also. But it's so fast and easy.
Is that the cow?
Yeah, the cow. Plus also when he's in his Oni mode.
Oh, yeah.
Oni is also Japanese for demon. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't know what Oni was. But, yeah, so that's his burst mode.
Do his story quest so I can know more about
him. I need to do that too. Because we haven't really seen the story between him and everyone, you know, all that fan art with Sarah. I'm curious to see how that.
Right. But technically she hates him.
Yeah, I know. But everyone's, it's the exact opposite.
They're like,
you know,
shipping them together.
So I like it. I like it. I'll sold. Sold. Give me all the doujin.
No. I'm shipping him with Aether.
Of course.
Remember that fan art that
Joel was pretty
sent?
Funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But yeah, so he's like, it's been pretty good. Like, I know he's like a jokester character also, but I like it. It seems like Geo might be coming like more meta right now.
Mm.
So it's definitely, I have Zhongli. I was able to pull a Garu. If you're pulling on Ito, you'll end up grabbing a Garu for sure.
Yeah.
I have them three with Ningguang.
Uh-huh.
So that's like my, if I had to go full Geo, that's my full Geo team right there.
Right.
But yeah, it's been pretty good. You've been playing with him a little bit, right? Because mm-hmm. you're not, because you haven't leveled him. We
no.
recently just got him a couple days ago, so
no,
it's like,
he's level 80 for me, but then the thing is I don't have a weapon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I was able to somehow miraculously pull his weapon in 20 pulls.
Yeah, lucky you.
That's the only, because I'm really unlucky with characters, but I feel I'm so lucky.
With weapons.
Characters, maybe I'm like on and off.
Yeah.
But weapons, you know, I want to hopefully keep it going because his weapon is insane. Everyone, I literally only got it to level 80 because I have to kill more of those shrimp dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I need a lot of those purple ones like that they drop.
Oh.
So it's only level 80, the weapon. But
that's
still
freaking high.
The weapon's crit damage percent is 80% already.
That's crazy.
Because to put it in perspective, I have Ayaka's main weapon too, and it's maxed out to 90, but it's only like 45%
damn,
crit percent.
Ito.
This one's at 80%. So he's meant to like bulldoze and do a shit ton of damage.
Right. But
so,
then it's like, if I don't get his weapon,
we'll figure that out.
What am I supposed to use?
We will figure it out. There are options there. If anything, maybe the BP one.
Oh, okay.
Is always the safest way. Plus,
yeah,
it increases defense, which Ito also scales mm-hmm. off damage-wise.
For me, like I'm a casual, I would say. Like,
nah.
Not super
casual
in a way that like I don't really have to get all the freaking best weapons, best
artifacts.
Oh,
you don't
want
to, you're not
it's
trying
just,
to be meta.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of yeah.
I just want to survive and kill, be able to kill.
I just want to survive and kill.
Remember
that's
you
me
sent
too,
me
though.
that
but
meme?
I want to kill fast and kill
no,
hard.
No, I know. See, for me, I'm like, as long as I don't die and I'm able to like get through these levels without struggling too much, then I'm okay.
You'll definitely want a Zhongli to do that too.
Yeah.
But of course, at least you have Kokomi, which I still very much regret never pulling on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's...
One day, I will.
She has saved me so many times.
And yeah, so it's been pretty fun. There's no real big events going on right now. There are probably some small quest events in here and there.
Yeah.
But nothing too entertaining because I'm too busy. I've been just artifact farming and artifact like leveling, de-leveling, and like reconstructing.
Yeah, I feel like there was a lot of events when Albedo was out, and I was like, this is too much for me.
Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool, too, that cutscene from the Albedo one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's it for Genshin. We will talk more about how good Ito is and how cool he is. His character is really cool. His design.
Yeah.
He has, like, one of the more flamboyant, really colorful, but really cool designs.
Yeah, I was telling Joko, though, like, I feel like a lot of the Inazuma characters are very...
Oh, definitely.
Very pretty.
They're so good looking.
Yeah.
Like, the males like and the females. The designs are, are really cool.
Like, their clothes, too.
And it matches, like, I guess, you know, that area, which is supposed to be Japan. And if you look back at Mondstadt, which is more like, what, it looks more European or something like that.
Yeah.
So it matches, like, you know, what it is. It's pretty cool.
Ito's, like, clothing is kind of, like, it matches with Raiden's kind of, like, colorway.
Yeah. It has a lot more purple than I expected. Yeah. But his design itself is cool. It's like an ogre.
Yeah.
Kind of looking. And he reminds me of Jiraiya from Naruto.
Yeah. And they're kind of like those, what is it? Are they Onis, the one in the slime?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ogres.
They're ogres too. Yeah.
So, and it's, I love how every Geo character has mascara. It's really cool. I mean, it's their thing. That's definitely their thing. You can't be Geo unless you have mascara.
Is it mascara or is it like eyeshadow? Yeah.
Whatever it is. Both. I don't put it on personally, so I would not know Haley.
It's probably both.
Yeah, so that's been fun. Also, let's do that sprinkle of anime really quick.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about what I always talk about for anime.
Mushoku
Tensei. Because we're the end of season one is this Sunday. It's the last episode.
Already? Dang.
End of season one. It's been a long, great season. I'm glad a lot of my friends started watching it because it's that good of an isekai. And it's kind of season one. It's a game changer because after this, this past episode, if you've been watching, you know, he finally got some, that bow chicka bow wow.
Oh.
But at the same time, it came at a cost.
Mm.
And you will see the damages and effects it has on Rudeus in the next part, in season two. I'm not even sure when season two is actually going to come out, if it's, like, connected right after.
Mm-hmm.
But season two, after season one, this is going to be the last time you'll see Rudeus small. It's going to be a time skip.
Oh.
Time jump Rudeus.
Finally.
And time jump Rudeus. Time skip Rudeus's voice actor has to change. It won't be the girl anymore because obviously that's...
It'd be more manly.
Yes. And it is your favorite lightning boy from Demon Slayer.
Zenitsu?
Yes.
Wait, who else is he?
So Zenitsu is the voice actor Rudeus for when Rudeus becomes a teenager.
But he's also someone else, and I was like, what? This doesn't even sound like Zenitsu.
Oh, man. I'm going to look it up. You talk.
I don't know what to talk about. Oh, I guess we actually did watch Demon Slayer. I'm trying to catch up, but then I'm going through all the episodes that were from Mugen Train,
and I'm trying to catch up. It's crazy that like a few of the episodes were literally looked like they were cut from the movie.
It is the movie, cut into like 7 episodes, but I'm like, I'm just going to let it play in the back because like... I don't want to, like, skip it, I guess.
We're not completely caught up yet because we haven't started the new arc yet.
Yeah.
But I think it's out already.
It is
some
out.
Parts of it. So
it
you,
came
need,
out,
you
like,
need to watch it because
no,
it's
do.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, also, so Zenitsu's voice actor, a.k.a. going to be Rudeus, Dobby.
That's who.
And Connie from Attack on Titan. So Dobby from My Hero Academia and then Connie from Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I was like, this does not sound like Dobby at all. But
not
then
at
I guess
all.
When Zenitsu becomes...
like higher pitched,
no,
though.
No,
he's
no.
like more like...
But when Zenitsu becomes serious and he talks,
yeah, that's
when he sounds like Dobby.
Because I remember reading some art, like a comment thread. People are like, Zenitsu, his voice is so like not doesn't match, but... People don't realize
he's Dobby.
Voice acting.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a reason why he's an actor.
Exactly. He can
so
change
Dobby
his voice.
So Dobby and Connie,
yeah,
like for sure. Especially Dobby. Dobby has the way more deeper voice.
Yeah.
You're like, that's Zenitsu for real?
Yeah, because Zenitsu is freaking like whiny little bee.
Say it. but yeah, so we're going to try to catch up more on Demon Slayer. Like I said, I finished the manga. It's been great. And I'm excited to see this new arc. What is it? The Red Light District arc?
Yes, exactly.
And I'm excited for whenever season 2 Mushoku Tensei comes out. Super good. I'm excited and thrilled. And boom, that's your sprinkle of... So you got two cherries. on top for the anime.
It's this funny time. Though because I don't even eat the cherries on the sundae.
Me either. I get to my dad.
Pull them off.
So that's about it. As always, please, if you're enjoying yourselves as we are, please give us a follow, subscribe on anywhere that you're listening to us. Permission to Stan podcast. We are available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast. Almost everywhere you can listen to podcasts, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you in the next episode.
Yep.
Yep.
With more BTS, I'm pretty sure. They're going to like flood I said, me.
That's part of the commandments of right. this podcast. You have to involve BTS. Yeah. No matter what. Even if it's just one small thing.
We get no
like,
break.
Oh, Jungkook brushed his hair.
Jungkook showed it. His abs.
So thank you guys for joining us. If you're enjoying this, please give us a follow, subscribe. I told you where you can listen to us. And we will see you next week, every Thursday, right? New episodes every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
In the next episode. Catch you later. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.